leading prices at the pump. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Another day and another all-time high for gas prices. The national average now $5 per gallon. Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York City.
That's up 60 cents from last month. Drivers pay nearly $2 more just per gallon than we were last summer. Although people aren't happy, they really aren't surprised either because it's been climbing steadily for months. California, Nevada, Alaska, Illinois, and Washington, you guys have the highest gas prices in the nation. California sits at about $6.43 a gallon. Illinois, you guys are at $5.56 a gallon.
Inflation has hit levels not seen in 40 years. A March for Our Lives rally today in Washington, D.C., with thousands demanding further gun legislation. Manuel Oliver lost his son in the 2018 Parkland school shooting.
Avoid going back to school if President Biden fails to open a White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention so that we can finally give this issue the attention that it deserves.
Similar events being held in other cities. The son of former Major League second baseman Steve Sachs was killed this week in a Marine training flight crash in California.
33-year-old Captain John Sachs was among five Marines killed when an Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft went down Wednesday during training. Steve Sachs issued a statement saying his son had wanted to be a pilot since he was young. Steve Sachs ended his statement by saying the loss would change his life forever and is a loss not only to the Marines, but to this world. Bob Mortally, Fox News.
Excessive heat watches, warnings, and advisories are in effect for parts of the Southwest to the Southern Plains. High temperatures are likely to range from the 100s into the 110s, lows in the 70s and 80s. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Free dental care for veterans is available this weekend around the nation, courtesy of a leading chain of dental shops. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Aspen Dental, which is a nationwide practice of dental care, is offering free service to veterans of the U.S. military this weekend. Appointments are needed and local offices can be found on Aspen Dental's website. The company says they hope to honor veterans for their service while encouraging people to take better care of their teeth. The Veterans Administration health benefits don't regularly include dental care unless the veteran is 100% disabled, has a service-related mouth wound, or was a prisoner of war. Evan Brown, Fox News.
A warden in Louisiana is off the job as an investigation continues into a state car he crashed. Fox's Rich Dennison reports.
The Louisiana Department of Corrections says Kurt Guerin, the warden of Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, has been suspended. Investigators want to know whether he was under the influence of prescribed pain medication when he crashed his state-issued car on the way to work on Memorial Day. He was cited for DWI stemming from the 7 a.m. crash after hitting a brick sign and a tree. He suffered minor injuries, and his deputy warden is now in charge pending the outcome of the investigation. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Rats running rampant in New York City. Fox's Gary Baumgarten.
Rat sightings up 20% this year, down during the pandemic, but now the people and the trash they create are back, so are the rats. Timothy Wong is with the MMPC Pest Management Company.
We haven't seen this much activity in over 20-something years. I mean, you're getting reports of rats in yards, in front yards, inside cars.
Wong says calls to his company are up 300%. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Girard, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.